The New York Camp Meeting. The New York Camp was pitched about 2 miles north of the city of Rome in a beautiful, level, beech and maple grove, skirted by a quick-flowing stream. Two large tents were surrounded by 34 family tents arranged in a square. Smith reported. Brother and Sister White were present. They, and others who spoke, enjoyed a good degree of freedom in the presentation of the truth, and the word was listened to with eagerness and was cordially received by the people. On Sunday, the attendance was large, estimated at about 3,000. The Review and Herald, September 23, 1870. Ellen White was one of the Sunday speakers. That night an impressive dream was given to her, of which she wrote. I dreamed that a young man of noble appearance came into the room where I was, immediately after I had been speaking. This same person has appeared before me in important dreams to instruct me from time to time during the past 26 years. Said he, "You have called the attention of the people to important subjects, which, to a large number, are strange and new. To some they are intensely interesting. The laborers in word and doctrine have done what they could in presenting the truth, which has raised inquiry in minds and awakened an interest. But unless there is a more thorough effort made to fasten these impressions upon minds, your efforts now made will prove nearly fruitless. Satan has many attractions ready to divert the mind, and the cares of this life, and the deceitfulness of riches all combine to choke the seed of truth sown in the heart, and in most cases it bears no fruit." The angel pointed out that the preaching would be enhanced by the wide use of appropriate reading matter. He called for tracts on important points of truth to be handed out freely, declaring that this would result in a hundredfold return to the treasury. He added, "The press is a powerful means to move the minds and hearts of the people. And the men of this world seize the press, and make the most of every opportunity to get poisonous literature before the people. If men, under the influence of the spirit of the world, and of Satan, are earnest to circulate books, tracts, and papers of a corrupting nature, you should be more earnest to get reading matter of an elevating and saving character before the people."